This is Viva Podcast. Thank you for joining us in our morning daily devotion.
Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. For He chose us in Him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in His sight. In love, He predestined us for adoption to sonship through Jesus Christ, in accordance with His pleasure and will, to the praise of His glorious grace, which He has freely given us in the one He loves. Ephesians chapter 1 verses 3 to 6. You and I were born in sin and were dead spiritually. We were alone, abandoned, and without love because of sin. We were afraid, disconnected, and without a relationship with God. But if you have trusted in Jesus, you are not alone and you are in a true relationship with God. Galatians chapter 4 verses 6 and 7 says, "Because you are His sons, God sent the Spirit of His Son into our hearts, the Spirit who calls out, Abba, Father. So you are no longer a slave, but God's child, and since you are His child, God has made you also an heir." As a result of being justified with God, His Spirit lives in us and we are adopted into God's family. We not only receive the gift of salvation and receive eternal life, but we can call upon God as Abba Father. Romans chapter 8 verse 17 says, "Now if we are children, then we are heirs, heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ, if indeed we share in His sufferings, in order that we may also share in His glory." When we trust in Jesus and make Jesus the Lord of our lives, we experience true joy. David says the same thing when he speaks of the blessedness of the one to whom God credits righteousness apart from works. "Blessed are those whose transgressions are forgiven, whose sins are covered. Blessed is the one whose sin the Lord will never count against them." Romans chapter 4 verses 6 to 8. You are blessed because your sins are forgiven. You are covered under the blood of the Lamb, the precious blood of Jesus Christ. You are blessed because God will never count your sin against you. How undeserving we are to receive such blessings. All we can do in response to God's amazing love towards us is to humbly accept His love, obey His commands, and with the help of the Holy Spirit, live a life pleasing to the Lord. To be thankful at all times for what the Lord has done for you and me. "As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you keep my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commands and remain in His love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete." John chapter 15 verses 9 to 11. Our joy is complete in Jesus Christ. We are chosen, redeemed, justified, sanctified, adopted into a family, given eternal life and eternal inheritance. What more could we ask? Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In His great mercy, He has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade. This inheritance is kept in heaven for you. 1 Peter chapter 1 verses 3 and 4. God bless you.
Dear listener, we are here to stand with you in your time of need. We want to pray with you and for your prayer request. Do you need someone to talk to? We are here for you. Call us or send a message at +91 636 425 2164, +91 636 425 2164. God bless you.